There's a lot of big stories in the news this week, obviously. So let's get some bets down with our Inside the Beltway odds maker, uh-oh, Johnny K Street. Johnny.
Johnny.
Hey, baby. Where's the action, Johnny? What do you
all
got?
Right,
what do you
got? Me, baby.
Yeah, okay. What's up?
All right. First of all, let me just say I've seen a few indictments over the years.
Uh-huh.
But last week was the first time I ever applauded one. Scooter Libby is headed for a state-sponsored vacation, and Karl Rove hasn't been this nervous since the last time he had his cholesterol checked. And Bush probably has himself attached to a Jack Daniels IV by now.
Yeah.
Johnny, what are the odds that Rove and Cheney still might end up doing some time themselves?
I hate to say it, but the line on Rove and Cheney is they're going to walk away from this free and clear.
Oh, man.
I don't know how these guys get away with it. I would say Cheney made a deal with the devil if he wasn't the devil himself. Let's put it this way. You'll see Barbara and Jenna Bush marry the Olsen twins on the White House lawn before Rove and Cheney go to jail. The odds of Cheney and Rove doing time, 1,001.
Wait, I'm going to take that for $5, Johnny. Is that
Johnny,
right?
That sounds good to me. Put me down for $5 also.
There you go.
You know, I hate to ask, but you guys are good for this, right?
Yeah, but Johnny, what is that? What are you talking about?
I don't know. I hear things, you know.
Oh, yeah?
Like you might be not doing the show anymore.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, all right, fine. Maybe you know something I don't know. What kind of action do you have on the show getting yanked?
Oh, come on. You think I would take bets on whether you're going to stay on the air? Are you kidding me? You guys are like family. Forget about it.
All right, so you're saying you don't have any action on me at all?
Okay, I got you down even money to take. All right. Unless there's something you want to tell me off the record between you and I.
Hey, you'll be the first to know, my friend.
That's all I ask.
Johnny, the big story this week is Sam Alito. What kind of Alito action you got?
I have all the Alito action you want, baby. This is a guy George Bush's right-wing nutjob supporters aren't going to have any problems with. He's anti-abortion, pro-big business, and pro-automatic weapons. Or as Bush likes to call him, a triple threat.
Oh, yeah.
This guy makes Harriet Myers look like Arianna Huffington.
Yeah.
And when it comes to civil rights, Alito's record is just slightly better than David Duke's. Alito is going to be the first Supreme Court justice with a robe and a hood. Plus, he thinks it's okay to do things like strip search a 10-year-old girl. Yeah, him and Roman Polanski, but no one's nominating him.
Johnny, how do you think Alito's nomination is going to affect Roe v. Wade?
One of the most controversial things about Alito is his stand on abortion. We all know that. His idea of a woman's right to choose is, should I check up my husband now or later?
All right, so taking everything into consideration, what are the odds that Alito will be the next Supreme Court justice?
Unfortunately,
Johnny,
it's a lock, 8-5. He'll be sitting on that bench, and God help us all.
All right, well, now put me down for $5.
What the heck? I know a good bit when I hear it. Put me down for a yard, Johnny.
You are down.
All right, Johnny, let's lighten things up a little. What do you think about Prince Charles and Camilla coming to the U.S.?
I'll give you 10-1 odds over half the country could care less, me included. No one cares what Prince Charles has to say. Get a job. What the hell kind of job is Prince anyway? Give me a break.
Wait a minute, Johnny. Didn't Prince Charles say he had some things he wanted to discuss with President Bush?
Yeah, Prince Charles said he wants to talk to George Bush about being more tolerant towards Islam and Muslim countries. Hey, Prince Charles, maybe you haven't noticed. You're too late. What the heck is this guy thinking? Asking Bush to be more tolerant of Islam is the second dumbest thing Prince Charles has said since, Diane, I'm leaving you for Camilla Parker Bowles. I can never figure that one out. If she was bald, she'd be a dead ringer for Junior Soprano. The only thing I know for sure about Prince Charles is he needs glasses. Oofah.
How do you think New York is going to respond to the prince and princess?
They're going to get a warm reception in the West Village. A lot of guys think it's a gay marriage.
Do you think that there's going to be any kind of press? Do you think they're going to get the kind of press that Princess Diana did?
No way. Even Prince Charles said he's not worried about paparazzi hassling him. And also, as far as he knows, his family has no plans to have Camilla Parker Bowles whacked like his last wife. As far as he knows. Before I go, would you mind if I just plug an upcoming project I'm involved in?
No, go ahead, Johnny, while you still have the chance.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Well, my new project is all thanks to your show.
Uh-huh.
Out of the hundreds of people who listen to your show every morning. Oh, no, I hear
here.
We're all here. One of them just happened to be an executive of Nickelodeon and was suffering some sleep apnea. He contacted me, and starting next week, we go into pre-production on my new show, K Stands for Kids. It's a show for preschoolers interested in gaming.
Whoa. Let me try and understand something. You're doing a kids show about gambling?
Yes, I am. Just looking at Mr. K's neighborhood or Captain Kangaroo with a talking roulette wheel instead of a grandfather clock. The kids will love it. And of course, if their parents feel so inclined, they can play small wagers during my Johnny K Storytime sports book segment. 1-800 operators will be standing by. That's it for me. I'm out of here. I got a read through I got to get to. Good luck. I got to go.
All right, thanks for coming by.